Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Podcast. Woo! Yeah. It's the podcast. It's episode 148.
Come on!
148, dude!
No, it's not 148!
I thought we did 147. Wait, have we...
We've done 147.
Have we hit 150?
Ryan, come on, man.
Is it 150 this time? It's not 150!
Ryan.
It's 149.
Yeah, you were like skipping the one. You were like, 148, 150? It's 149. Damn, that's one away from 150, in case you guys couldn't deduct the math yourself. Also, that wasn't like a snide remark at you guys. That's me just making fun of myself for always having to say the number. It's 149. That's a big boy number.
Let's start this off with an update, Matthew.
Yeah, let's do it.
The Super Megaplex is coming together well. It's kind of like we have a day where everything is being set up at once in terms of furniture.
Internet.
We still, the big thing is we'll be able to work out of there probably this week.
Also the dude that's in the attic.
Yeah, we have to try to get him out.
Got to get him out of there.
They said, I looked up online, apparently if you let a can of tuna age for 3 days and just leave it out at the bottom of the attic ladder thing,
yeah,
they'll just come down. And
that'll get them down?
Yeah, have you ever set up those like leprechaun traps in elementary school?
Yep.
We can do something like that.
Like a laundry basket. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. But yeah, like, it's been a slow progress, or a slow process, just because they're... We've never set up an office before, so it's a learning experience. There's a lot to do. But, you know, we got a lot, you know, in the works. We got our desks, been building those. And let me tell you, buddy, you're not going to have fun.
No. Well, teamwork.
Yeah, we'll work together. I don't think any of us are going to have fun.
Has one desk been put together?
No. Jax and I spent 3 hours, and we're about 3/4 done with one.
Real good touring, Justin.
He offered. He's like, if you need any help.
So, I mean, we might have to take him up on that.
Give him a crisp $5 bill.
He's a hardworking, he's a classic man.
He could put that desk together real good. I got these frail little bony fingers, these feminine fingers, Ryan.
Yeah.
These small bones.
My fingers aren't too manly.
You have very nice hands.
I think this generation, our hands are like not workman hands. Like, if you look at the hands of our fathers, they're like, they're very, like, big and bulbous and muscular in some way.
A lot of physical labor. Yeah. A lot of manual labor. Feel how soft my hands are, Ryan. Neither of us have the hands of men who have done a lot of manual labor.
We have the hands of Let's players.
Or maybe we just put so much lotion on our hands that they're just nice and soft and don't show signs of age.
I don't put lotion on my hands.
There ain't never any lotion on even your right hand, Ryan?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I use Valvoline. You ever tried jerking it with Valvoline?
I use Vicks Vapo.
Oh, Jesus,
rub.
Dude. Oh, my God. Yeah, I have to go to the hospital for that. I heard the story once about this guy that put Icy Hot on his balls after he shaved them, and he had to go to the hospital.
Not a good idea, I imagine.
Don't put anything like that on your pee-pee region. Anyway, back to the office. The recording studio is going to be the biggest thing to set up, but we're working on our set right now for our mail videos. We got some furniture coming in for that tomorrow.
Do we have all those consoles coming in? Because I thought we ordered, but then something happened with that order. Did we ever correct?
It should be at the post
office. Like how we're figuring this out live on the podcast.
Yeah, it's like, we got to go to the post office. And our P.O. box should hopefully be activated by now. Check our Twitter for updates on that.
Mother effers.
I can't officially give you an update right now because at the time of recording this, we haven't finished activating. Like, we got the P.O. box, but we have to go there and activate it in person. So, you know, fun. But the office is going. We'll have more on Patreon soon. I know it's been a quiet week on Patreon, but we will have some more content on there soon. We've just been real busy recording and shit. But yeah, that's our super mega update.
Cool.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope it was fun.
Sorry, I'm so distracted right now.
I am too, to
Hold
be
on,
honest.
Can we just... Is it Dan doing his
it's
vocal
Dan
warm-ups
doing his vocal
for the stream?
In the other room, yeah. for the live stream on GameGrumps.com.
Ooh, he's loud.
He's yelling. It sounds like a dog. It sounds like a whining dog. And that's no diss on Dan. It just sounds like if you locked a dog in the other room and it wanted to get out, that's kind of the sound I'm getting right now through the walls.
I'll try to distract it with conversation. Okay, Matt, guess what I did?
Ignore the 40-year-old man making loud noises in the other room.
By himself.
As much as you can. What did you do?
I went to go see the midnight premiere.
Yeah?
Of the new Spider-Man movie.
Yeah?
With Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was fine. In certain instances, like the editing felt a little weird, like too... Some chop, like the pacing of the editing every now and then. It wasn't like the whole thing was mismatched, but I
you
noticed
got an
some
eye for
spots.
That as an editor.
Well, you can see what they were getting at, but they could have been clear, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
with certain things.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil anything. Fine Marvel film. Although, like, the ending is like one of my favorite things I've witnessed in a. Did I say the ending or beginning?
Ending.
I meant the beginning.
The beginning.
The beginning is one of my favorite things I've witnessed with a crowd of Marvel fanboys in a long time.
Oh yeah.
Because they're essentially like the you know Endgame came out
right
and it I don't want to spoil too much, but there was something happened at the end that was big for the Marvel Cinematic Universe
right
and there has a lot of weight to that and apparently. The beginning of this movie is the equivalent of if it cut to the credits after Endgame with a fart noise.
Oh man.
It's just like ha ha. Like it just laughs at the tragedy that is Endgame.
Oh hell yeah.
Which I thought was funny. And then it turned into just kind of like a movie I paid attention to every now and then. And then because you know when you're watching a movie and you start thinking of something else and you come back and you're like, oh shit.
Like when you would read a book in school
yeah.
and you'd read a page, you get like, be like, wow, I just read the past three pages and didn't read a single word. I need to go back and you read it again. It happens again. Yeah. I saw a pretty good movie.
No, you didn't.
I saw a movie that was
And now
much
you're
going to
make
than...
me see it with Jackson. Because you like it
I'm not
going to so
make
much.
You see it. I think you guys should
You've
see it.
You've been pressuring me for the past 2 days to see this movie.
Because I think you should see it. And,
Okay. You saw Yesterday. Let's just get it out.
I saw it 2 days ago.
No, you saw the movie Yesterday. Isn't it called
Oh,
Yesterday?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry. Confusing. Yes. I saw the movie Yesterday. That's the name of the movie. I didn't see it yesterday. I saw the movie
what
titled
Beatles
Yesterday.
Beatles music. The Beatles still exist.
Yes.
Well, the like John Lennon and all of them and Ringo Starr.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, buddy. There's some big spoilers.
No, but the
ahead.
Whole premise is that their music is not a thing, right?
Basically.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would be spoilers.
This
I don't
guy,
know.
All the power goes off for 12 seconds around the world, and he gets hit by a truck. And when he wakes up. He's the only one who remembers the Beatles. And in real life, the Beatles just never existed. So he's trying to become a musician. So he starts playing their songs. And everyone's like, that's beautiful. I can't believe he wrote that. And he's like, no, I didn't write that. The Beatles wrote it. And they're like, who? And he's like, oh. So then he becomes big and famous playing the Beatles songs because they're just so great that.
James Corden is in it.
Jeff Corwin is not in it. Ed Sheeran is a main character.
A main character.
Know. Yeah. And
like a B sub character.
He's not the best actor.
What about Kate McKinnon? She's usually always kind of very self-aware. So.
I hated her character. I think she's a great actress, and I really like...
Great comedic actress.
I think that she's been picking not the best roles.
Her agent might be picking.
Yes, but this was... She played an agent in this movie. She played a manager. It was not a good movie. It was actually... so shockingly bad.
What's one good thing? Let's be a little positive. What's one decent thing you liked about the movie?
Had a...
He is still going.
He is yelling in the other room. He is screeching,
he's like,
dude. It sounds like he's like doing Michael Jackson impression.
I know. It's like he's been doing it for about 10 minutes straight.
I mean, Danny, it's a live stream, dude. It's like,
would our voices sound like so much better if we did those vocal warm-ups?
We do them coming like, hey, Ryan. It's like so crisp and clean.
Well, welcome to the Super Mega Podcast.
But yeah, it was bad. I'm trying to think of one good thing. Here, oh, that's a good thing. It introduced me to some new Beatles songs I hadn't heard before that I went back and listened to after the movie and I liked.
Name one. Oh, wait, do you know the
back
name?
In the USSR. I didn't know that one. Yeah, that's a good song. I mean, it was just so bad. And my favorite part about it was the part, it shows a montage of all the power going out on Earth, like when it happens, mm-hmm. where it just shows like everything going dark. It shows like the Eiffel Towers of Japan. Everywhere on Earth is nighttime when it shows that. But it's all like it.
Wait, really?
I noticed that immediately. I was like, wait a second. It shows like all over the world. I'm like, that was nighttime. And the editing was horrible. The editing was like, they used all these crazy like transitions that looked like they're out of like iMovie. There was like a transition, no joke, in one part was just CGI, like really poorly rendered CGI, clip art looking 2D balloons that just float up across the screen.
Huh.
It was really bad.
Well, you've been pushing Jax and I to see it together. And
because I'm not going to go see that again.
Probably will this week.
But I want you guys
there's
to see
a movie
it.
That came out this week that I'd rather see with you, Jackson, and Harrison.
What is it? Toy Story?
Midsummer.
Oh, I do want to see Midsummer very bad.
Like, regardless, I want to see that this week.
And I can't know, let
and
you
we
see
already,
another movie.
We already planned to see it. Harrison already planned.
I can't let you go see another movie until you go see Yesterday. That's the rule. I will quit this business. I will quit this friendship if you don't go see that.
You and I need to do a thing where we go to a movie theater. This can be a video. We don't tell each other. We have to think of like, okay, find a movie time in between 8 and 8:30, and we have to both choose a separate movie for each other to go watch.
Ooh.
And then we both have to come out and be like, so thanks.
That's not a bad idea.
I would like to do that. That sounds very interesting and fun. Where
that
it's like,
does.
I know you're suffering, but I'm suffering too. So
it's like mutual suffering.
Yeah,
I like that idea a lot. Actually, that's good. That's good. This movie, though, it's like I wasn't miserable. I was actually very entertained by how bad it was. It was one of those where it's like you're not.
Oh no!
It was long though. It was about 2 hours.
2 hours? It's as long as Spider-Man, and that felt long.
Yeah, why can't movies just be like 20 minutes, man?
There's a movie that came out, the new Child's Play was like an hour and 30 minutes. I didn't like the movie, but
it's
at the same
short.
Time, it's like, I think 90 minutes is a perfect movie runtime.
I think that's a great time. Like, if you can get everything across in a movie in 90 minutes and without feeling rushed, then bravo.
But of course, some movies, you know, they warrant... Like a
longer,
two and a half. Like when you think of The Dark Knight, it's like, no, I like that runtime. There's not like too much fluff.
Benjamin Button?
I have not seen Benjamin Button.
It's like over 3 hours.
I don't think I'll ever see Benjamin Button.
I liked it.
Isn't it by Fincher? Didn't David Fincher direct that?
I don't know.
Was it David Fincher?
I was like a kid when I saw it. I liked it.
Fuck.
You know what movie I watched for the first time? I watched The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
When?
This weekend. After I watched Yesterday. Right after I got out of that, I went home and I was like, I need to watch a. What did
you think? Because it's kind of like old school comedy.
Yeah, it's kind of like super bad stuff. I really liked it. I thought it was really good. I thought it was very, very funny, very endearing. I liked all the actors, all the actresses. I thought it was fantastic. So go check that out if you want a good funny movie. I enjoyed it oh so much. I'm sorry, dude. I just cannot think straight when I can just hear this
constant, I know.
Like. Bah, 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 bah.
I don't understand it.
Can I walk in there?
Oh, it is David Fincher. Aha! Tilda Swinton's in that fucking movie?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Wait, Dan.
Dan.
Geez.
Dan is
let's
really
see, hold, wait, let's see if I can boost up the audio. Hold on.
That man has silky, buttery, smooth vocal cords.
Wonderful.
I'm gonna try to keep doing this. Dude, it's been like 15 minutes. He's still going.
It's really distracting. It's like throwing my groove off.
Because like my train of thought is chugging along down the tracks.
And then your subconscious picks it up and you start thinking about it subconsciously. So you lose track of the track you're currently on.
Exactly. Because my brain's like, don't think about it. Don't acknowledge Danny singing. Because the thing is, think about it, man. Chugging along. I'm driving my little train. And then you hear this noise, and then everything I'm saying is just suddenly like, what was I saying?
Exactly. So
stop!
I don't think he's going to stop for a while.
I don't.
How long is it usually, like 20 minutes warm up?
Just goes on for like
20 minute vocal warm up.
I mean, that's a long vocal warm up. So can't just do a couple mommy made me mash my M&Ms, la 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 la, and we're done.
What if he's just like, he's actually just like taking a nap? And he has like a little CD that he made of himself doing vocal warm-ups that helps him sleep.
Ooh. Or he is just so like he has chronic masturbation and he has to crank it at certain times, but he cannot do it in the bathroom. It's like a germophobia thing. And he's like, if I just go in the back room by myself, people are going to think something's up. So he has to play that CD of his stuff so he can jerk off peacefully without people suspecting anything. So he could just be cranking it out in there and just playing a little CD of his vocal warm-ups. He's going for it, man. I'm sorry. I don't sound like a broken record right now.
I know. It's just like, let's think of something that, let's think of a topic that we can jump on.
My mom just texted me, you got internet? Yeah, I have internet, mom. Yes. I think everybody has internet.
What is she,
I don't know what she's talking about.
Asking about.
Hey, Matt, have you heard about this new internet thing?
It's pretty cool.
I just found out about it. It, like, connects the whole world.
Oh, wow.
You can look up anything on it.
Wait, you work on this thing?
Wait, what? I thought my son was in school. I thought he was going to college.
My son's stupid. My stupid son.
I mean, that's what my dad says. My mom and dad are just, like, to their friends, like, yeah, my son dropped out of college and, plays video games and talks about his penis and like hypotheticals about SpongeBob, something butthole, you know. That's my son. That's his job now.
Was there a dream you talked about recently where something about a cat came on you?
Yeah. It was horrifying.
Yeah.
Like it did it, like, and it shot across the room and it hit me and I was like, petrified. I was like, oh, get a towel. I was like, ugh. I don't even like thinking about it, bro.
Damn.
What?
No, I'm just saying, I'm sure being come on by a cat's not fun.
No, not at all. Ask Shane Dawson.
Came on the cat.
Sorry.
The cat didn't come on him.
You know, Doc, I've just been
Then he got down on both knees. On bended knees.
On bended knees. Yeah, dude, that was a weird dream. Not a fan of that one. It was a.
I still love that picture. It's still so funny. I'm not trying to make fun of the boy, but there's just something about proposing to someone on both of your knees.
I forgot he did that. He got down on both knees.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's like, I don't know. It just looks a little odd. I'm glad. I mean, the proposal, I'm glad it still went well. Congrats, Shane.
Instead of a presentation, which is bended knee, it more looks like you're begging the person.
Yeah, that's the thing. One knee is like, I'm half on my own, but I'm also half on the ground.
It's like respecting you, but also like you're still like
standing on your own.
You still have some sort of integrity.
That's funny. Like,
and then you're on both of your, when you're on both of your knees.
Yeah, that's very like subservient, begging, you know. That's very funny, the body language of that. Now, what if you're on no knees? What if you're just squatting? like Slav squatting. I'm gonna propose that way. I'm gonna get myself a nice Russian girlfriend. I'm a Slav squat with the ring. And I'm gonna say, baby, please.
That's one of the things that fans asked us to do that I had no idea what it was until you brought it up.
Fans ask us to do a lot of things when we take pictures of like meet and greets. There's a lot of poses. I'm like, I'm not gonna do that one. But
my least favorite pose to do is the Bella Delphine type pose. I don't like being asked to do that one.
Oh, the
tongue out, crossed eyes.
The ahe gal.
Yeah, whenever they ask to do that, I just put up both of my fingers as peace signs, and that's it.
I just do nothing.
I'm just like, why? No,
I'm not. I don't want to do that one.
That's come on. They support you for years, and you can't make one stupid, silly face.
You can't make a sexual anime face for the photo and embarrass yourself and put it online.
You talk about cats coming on you, and you talk about sexually assaulting each other's mothers. The least you can do is make a funny come on my face.
That's true. I mean, honestly, Ryan. That'll be a Patreon tier, guys. We'll do that face.
Yeah, there's a fun little thing now that you guys, I guess, what a fun fact. Ryan know like that face.
That's true. Oh, I see what my mom's talking about.
Why is that a big
about.
Thing? Why is that face such a big fucking thing?
Because it's sexy. My mom said apparently there's an internet outage across the whole country right now.
That sounds like something off of like Red Dawn.
She said, you got internet. I said, yes. She said, out all over Southeast, Northwest, Dallas, etc. Do you think that's a cyber attack?
I don't know. It could be.
Internet goes out like that. It's got to be a cyber. Danny, yeah, 21 minutes, buddy. 22, actually. 22 minutes.
Actually, the internet may work like that. Because I've always heard of outages of like.
Areas,
but I've never heard like a whole country is outed from the internet.
That's something we don't think about a lot, but it's really scary. Like a cyber attack, just shutting down all internet, like decimating the internet.
Man, USA needs to get a VPN, dude.
I know, we just need one big VPN for the whole country. You thought we were going to transition into an ExpressVPN ad read. Nope, not this week. But basically, that would be horrifying. Actually, you know what, Ryan?
What?
Do you know how peaceful our lives would be for the moment of a cyber attack when the internet just... gone. The internet just vanishes.
There's something actually very that puts
freeing
about having to contact people only through like phone, like texting and calling again, not having God. You know, I'm going to become some sort of like
become Amish
villain, and my goal is to be like, I will destroy the internet. But it's going to be for
bringing people together.
It's going to be for a good cause, but I go about it in the wrong ways. You know, that's how movies are. That's how TV shows are.
Which is funny.
And I'm going to be a guy obsessed with that stuff because this is good. So I want to get rid of the internet because it's brought me so much strife, but it's also how I've connected with so many people in the world. So once I finally destroy the internet, I'm just going to be alone. And it's going to be like this whole thing where it's like, was it really worth it?
And the biggest catch-22 of that,
like
which
Thanos.
You could write about in your in your high school papers about this movie when you have to analyze it, is the catch-22 is the internet was made to bring us together, but by destroying it, you're bringing people together by tearing them apart.
Exactly.
You know? That would actually be very peaceful, though, I think, if the internet vanished for a bit. It would just be like a moment of like, oh, man, I could do no Twitter? No.
Yeah, it says you an able-bodied person. What is a kid with some sort of mental or physical deficiency supposed to do without the internet? Huh?
Go outside and catch butterflies. Get a little net.
With what arms?
So you're talking about someone with no arms with the internet. There's movies, dude. They can watch movies.
Does
video games still exist?
Yeah.
There's sticks. Sticks and stones.
Are you talking about like sticks to replace the arms?
No, not sticks to replace the arms. I mean, they could
I gotta
do
get
that.
Rid of this pin. I keep clicking
just
it.
Clicking a pin. I didn't even notice.
Right into the mic.
People are like enraged right now.
They're like, is that a mic pop?
What the hell is that clicking sound? Dude, clicking a pin is a satisfying fucking thing
to
do.
Especially if it's a nice click.
They're like, there's some pins where I could just sit there and just click it all day. There's some where it's just, it's a little sticky.
Feels
it's not
smooth.
Good.
Yeah, well, there's some where it's like, it's kind of worn, so you kind of feel it scratching against the material and doesn't feel too good, but it's that smooth little.
Let us know, guys, actually, Pinman, let us know what is the best pin for clicking, because I know some of y'all nerds out there,
Send us an Amazon Prime link for some good clicking pens.
I need a good clicking pen. I like not to write with, just to sit there and click, you know? I remember one time I was in class taking a test and I was using a pen, which is already a big no-no, right?
Not supposed to do that.
I know.
Is it true that the Scantron can't pick up pen? It can only pick up number. What was the whole thing where it's like it can number only be a pencil. Number two pencil? Like, I remember I tried to use mechanical pencils and it was like, no, it won't. The Scantron won't pick it up.
What are you talking about? That is a number two pencil, though. Mechanical pencils are number two.
Yeah, but teachers are like, it's not yellow and there's no pink at the bottom.
What is number two? What does that even mean with pencils? Like, what is number two? Is it the type of lead?
The graphite type? Something?
Is it, I don't fucking get that. And also, I remember, like, taking the SAT. It's like, if you use anything other than a number two pencil, you were fucked.
Well, a lot of people started banning mechanical pencils in their classrooms. Like, certain teachers did, huh?
Because you could cheat with
them?
Yeah,
you'd roll up little bits of paper and put it. I never cheated like that. You know how I always cheated? I would use the pencil to write the answers on the desk and then have my arm covering up the answers. And so the answers would be right here. I'd do this with my arm and just do this as they were passing out the test. And then I'd use the test to cover up the
answers.
We're
really exposing ourselves, dude. There's a whole Let's Play coming out soon about cheating. People are like, wow, these guys are just fucking cheaters. Like, what the hell? Like, that's all they talk about now is how they cheated in school. Not in college, though, because that's criminal. But in middle school, who gives a fuck? But if you're listening to this and you're in middle school, don't.
Yeah, I didn't cheat in college.
I never cheat. I didn't cheat in college.
I just didn't show up most of the time. Same. I'm kidding. I showed up for the first year like every day. And then when it came to going to USC and driving all the way downtown, there were certain times. Because, you know, when you're like, you know what, I'm going to do an early class because I'm going to have the whole day ahead of me.
Nope.
And it's like, I'd rather.
It does not work.
Yeah, exactly.
In that moment, you're like, I'm going to be motivated. I'm going to get up, start a new routine. No, you're not. It doesn't happen.
So many times my, because I lived at home.
Those 8:30s?
Yeah, my dad would sometimes come home for his lunch break and be like, you're not in school? Like, they canceled class today.
So you're a cheater and a liar. You lied to your
Oh, my dad always knows when I'm lying.
He knows.
I don't know.
Pinocchio knows.
I don't know what it is about fathers, but.
Because he raised you, dude. He knows.
Yeah.
He knows. He's watched you grow. He's watched you lie as a kid, and he's watched you grow and lie, and now he knows when you lie.
Here's a big difference between fathers, right? Okay, here we go. Fathers know when you're lying. Stepfathers think they know when you're lying.
Stepfathers, and I hope I have one day. I could have a stepfather one day.
You could. It's very possible. It could be someone of any age, over the age of 18.
I hate the thought that my stepfather could be 18. Like, my mom could marry an 18-year-old. Guys, don't get any ideas out there. Like, and then next thing you know, I have an 18-year-old stepfather.
Don't you think it would still be odd if you had a 30-year-old stepfather?
Like,
that's younger than Aaron.
Imagine having a stepfather that you legally can't go into a bar with because they can't get in because their ID is
they're 20.
Too young. Yeah. Like, you have to take them to go see an R-rated movie.
How interesting is it that you can get married at such a young age, which is a huge decision that changes your whole life, like financially and like lawfully it changes your life, but you can't drink until 21.
I don't get the whole 21 thing.
I don't get the age. Like, it seems so random when you think of like ages and whether it's like drinking and marriage and consent and all that other shit.
I think like, I don't know how they decide those things. I think 18 is just fine for drinking, like most countries. There's places in
get some high schoolers drinking and driving.
Yeah, well, they're
They're gonna do it anyways.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like I
was never the kid to like sneak into my parents'
I didn't
alcohol.
Either.
And well, you know me, I don't like alcohol.
I didn't
much.
Drink growing up. Like, I didn't drink or I didn't smoke weed until college or something. Like, I didn't drink until college. What? Not until after college, actually. Until after I had left USC. I didn't my freshman year. I never got drunk once.
Was the first time you smoked weed in college?
It was with you guys.
That's what I thought. It was like with Daniel and I.
Yeah. I did it once on my back porch.
But you said you didn't get high or something?
I didn't. No, this kid showed up. I was like, oh, dude, I got weed. And I was really nervous. I was like, oh, no. I hope my neighbors don't see.
And it tasted horrible.
It did. It was disgusting. I didn't get high. And then my mom got home and I had to like confess. I was like, Mom, I smoked marijuana. She's like, that's okay.
This is in high school?
Yeah.
Freshman?
No, like senior.
How is it that when you were a little tyke, you would always like run to like a teacher or mom, like you'd tattle on someone, you'd be like, Mommy, I did a bad. still in senior year, you were like, "Mommy, I did a bad
OCD,"
or were you just like, "Hey, Mom, I just want to tell you,
like
I smoked weed,"
like that? Yeah.
Okay.
And that was because of my OCD back then, a lot of scrupulosity. So it's gotten better though. Now
Matthew OCD Watson.
Don't call
bringing
me
that, it up
dude.
Every video now.
No, I'm not.
He wants to make sure that you know.
You just asked me about it.
He's the one. You are the one.
The only one with OCD?
Yeah. It's like at the beginning of a movie where you find out that you accidentally fell into a vat of acid and came out with OCD.
I wake up and I'm the only one who knows what OCD is.
Yeah.
In a universe.
So you have to explain to everyone else.
I'm like, what? You're just crazy.
You become like this fucking phenomenal doctor because you know the symptoms so well.
And I can just classify it to everyone.
Like Wally. Wally had OCD. Dude. You're like Wally. Or like Winnie the Pooh had OCD.
Do you know what OCD is?
A lie that was perpetuated by the government. So you keep believing in your fantasies, Matthew.
Yeah. And I recently learned that, and my life has never been the same. What? I threw that medicine away, and you know what? I've never been happier. Guys, throw your medicine away. Medicine, it's all a sham, okay?
Mental health is just a reason for the youth to make themselves feel better for being socially inept because their parents didn't teach them the ways. It's you know, OCD is just what the internet has brought.
Of course.
There's nothing that, before the internet, OCD didn't exist.
No, and for a lack of better words, mental health issues, they're pretty gay.
Yeah, depression, not a thing.
Pretty gay.
You know, it's just called...
Not in a bad way. John.
Depression, it's just called being sad.
It's called having the sads, guys. Everybody gets the sads sometimes.
And you know, when you're nervous, stop calling it anxiety, okay?
You don't need to take
happy pills.
You're
just a little
bit
nervous. We all get it. We all experience these things.
Yeah, it's totally fine, guys. Throw away medicine. Don't take any medicine. That's this podcast advice. Medicine is a sham. Fuck all medicine. Modern medicine, throw it away. I say we go back to ancient civilization types of medicine. I say we go back to herbs, we go back to roots, shit like that. You know, you cut yourself, guys, rub some dirt in it. Go outside, rub some dirt in it.
I feel like we do have to... Yes, OCD is a real thing. And Matt has it, because he's weak.
I have a more inferior brain that's more susceptible to mental illness. So, I'm weak. But you know what's not weak, Ryan? How close my shave is when I shave with Harry's. Ryan, this summer, I'm going on a road trip, okay? I'm gonna get in my car, and I'm gonna drive my ass across the country. But guess what? When I'm going on that road trip, I gotta pack all the necessities. Toothbrush? Cell phone? Wallet?
Are you forgetting something?
Wait a second. I am forgetting something. Could it be a Harry's razor?
It could be. A lot of guys buy disposable razors when they travel, but this summer, you don't have to sacrifice quality for price. Mm-mm. Harry's delivers high-quality, travel-friendly shave supplies at a great low price, just $2 per blade.
That is a low price, Ryan. Join the 10 million who've tried Harry's. Claim your special offer by going to harrys.com/supermega. Now listen up, guys. Harry's founders were two regular dudes tired of getting ripped off and paying for overpriced gimmicks.
Just like us, man.
Absolutely. Vibrating heads, heated blades, handles look like a prop in a sci-fi movie. Sounds like what's in my mom's bedside table.
I know that too well, brother. These are just some of the tactics the leading brand has used to overcharge us for years. Harry's makes quality, durable blades at a fair price. Just $2 per blade. To keep prices low, they cut out the middleman.
Get it? They cut out the middleman?
Yeah. Woo!
And they own a world-class factory in Germany. Think about that, y'all. German blades. That's nice. For over 99 years, it doesn't get much better than a nice German blade. Now they can provide great quality at factory direct prices. 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know and they will come shave you themselves. Just kidding, but they'll give you a free, they'll give you a full refund. Ryan, offer and call to action.
This summer, refresh your wallet and your face with a Harry's trial set. It comes with a weighted ergonomic handle for an easy grip, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip, and trimmer blade for a close shave.
Nice.
Rich lathering shave gel that will leave you smelling great.
It will.
And a travel blade cover to keep you razor dry and easy on the go.
Hell yeah. Listeners of our show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/supermega. Make sure you go to harrys.com/supermega to redeem your offer and let them know we sent you to help support the boys.
The razor will keep us dry and easy.
I think it means keep your razor dry. I think there was a typo.
Yeah. That's fine. harrys.com/supermega. Gosh, Matt. after a good shave, you want that area to be looking nice.
Yeah.
And the only thing that could make that area look even nicer is some white teeth.
Absolutely. With teeth.com, you can get brand new teeth shipped straight to your house. How do they do it? People that die don't need their teeth anymore. They'll ship them straight to you. You can pop them right in those sockets. But actually, the real way to do it is by using Quip. And I use Quip every single day. I'm just going to throw this out there. I use it twice a day. It is by far the best toothbrush I have ever used. They sent us some. I stick it in my mouth. I put it on my teeth. And I asked my dentist about it last time I was at the dentist. And they were like, yeah, Quip is a really, really good toothbrush. And we'd recommend it. So, boom, guys. Dentist recommended. Speaking of packing. Packing your toiletry somehow always involves a delicate game of stacking and space hacking. Don't get us started on lotion exploding all over your dop kit.
Ah, jeez! That's why Quip electronic toothbrushes work just as well at home as they do on the go. The compact and wireless design tucks easily in the corner of your carry-on or your back pocket if you're just spending the night.
Fellas, ladies, you know what that's about, right?
Ooh! Yeah. I gotta, yeah, do what? That.
Plus, the travel-ready cover protects your brush from sandy swimsuits and luggage slip-ups. And the 3-month battery life will last you through a season full of weekend getaways. It's actually great. You don't have to charge it. Like, it's straight up just 3-month battery life.
Well, I mean, they're making it easier than ever to keep up with your wake-up and wind-down routine.
That's great.
When you're out of the office.
Let me tell you about those sensitive sonic vibrations for an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums. I got sensitive gums. I got that gingivitis. I brush them.
Because we don't floss well.
It's because I don't floss as much as I should. For an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums. People brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. And it's got a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and help you to clean your whole mouth evenly. Because 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes. Clean evenly.
Ew.
Yep.
Quip is just so great. It's a wonderful toothbrush that's recommended by a lot of dentists. And that's why we love Quip and why we're taking it to Las Vegas when we go see Carrot Top.
Oh, God. Yeah, I forgot we got to do that. Yeah, we'll
gotta get those tickets, man.
I will be taking my Quip to Las Vegas when I see Carrot Top. Quip starts at just $25. So go to getquip.com/supermega and get your first refill pack for free. That's GETQUIP.com/supermega.
Yeah. Dude, all your OCD stories have been nothing but anxiety riddled. Do you at least have one funny one?
One funny one.
Yeah. Okay, how about depression? Any funny stories about depression?
Do you have any funny stories about depression?
Yeah. Okay. So I was home alone at night and I was really hating myself. I didn't like how I looked and I didn't like how I think I looked. I didn't like how my mind worked. So, I ordered some food.
Nice.
Using
Postmates.com.
You can imagine. And, you know, he brought me the food over and I didn't have to go out. I don't have to deal with being anxious, being around people. So he brought me my food and I go out there in slippers and I'm like, thanks, man.
This is funny.
And I walk back onto my front porch in a clear view. My neighbor who's outside working on his big muscular car and the delivery man. And then as I'm walking back inside, the front of my my living space was wet and some would call it a porch. And I slipped and fell right on my ass. And that was all because of depression. Just blame everything for depression.
God damn it, dude. I slipped. That goddamn depression.
But no, like, I realized how bad my, like, I guess you would call it social anxiety. I don't know what it is. When I went to go see Spider-Man, because I was like sitting in the seat and I heard people talking behind me and immediately I was like, oh my God, are they laughing at
me?
Because I have like a little bun and I look like a typical nerd right now. Are they making fun of me? Cause I look like a basement dweller. Like every now and then I'll just be like, oh, what are people think? Do people think I look weird? And I'll change my position a bit in the chair. Be like, okay. I look decent now. And then sometimes I'll lean forward and I'm like, oh no, my neck's craned a bit forward. That might
look weird.
That might be like a fat boy posture. Let me try to fix this.
You know what's funny though?
What?
What I've noticed is like, no one in public gives a fuck about you.
No, because you don't give a fuck about anyone
else. Exactly. You're only thinking about, they're thinking about themselves too. Like, you're not thinking like,
well, it's the age old, you know, the whole thing where it's like, don't worry about how you look because I promise people aren't thinking about you. They're thinking of themselves.
They are. Like, you go to a party and you're nervous at a party. no one's like, oh, look at that guy. It's just like everyone at the party is trying to be cool. So they're focused on themselves trying to look and act cool. Okay, one time my OCD was so bad that I took all my skin off because it had germs on it.
Oh, and I was classic.
Just a skeleton.
Classic OCD. You clown.
See? It's great, man. It's great.
Would you say, though, like when you were diagnosed, like it helped you kind of put things into perspective on how your brain worked in the past and all that?
Absolutely. It was like a huge like weight off my chest because it was like I felt.
Did it make it easier, or so would you say easier. It's still like it's still rather difficult, but at least it's like now you have a reasoning for things?
I'll break
and
it
actions.
Down like this. So I had all these anxieties and all of these like weird thought processes and just really bad, like kind of crippling anxieties about things, like just different things. And like I could convince myself one thing and like logically tell myself something, but then like my brain would be like, nope, nope, nope. And I struggled with it for so long, from the time I was a kid, and I couldn't understand like why. And then when I finally found out about what, like, because when I thought of OCD my whole life, I just thought of like, oh, just like it's you wash your hands 25 times at exactly 2:30 p.m.
Turn the
like,
lights off three times.
I don't have any of that kind of OCD. I have like types that involve.
You have the fake kind.
I have the fake kind for
my doctor prescribed me OCD pills, for attention.
He was like, yeah, you want more attention, man? No, but basically I found out it was just like, oh my God, so much makes sense now. Like why I would stress so much about this or X or Y. It made so much sense. It felt good because it's like now knowing I'm not just like, you know, weird or whatever. It's like this is an actual like medically studied thing that is common and I have it. And now I can go down the right, now that I know what it is, I can go down the right path for seeking treatment to it. And I went to like, you know, hit up like a specialist, get medication, which medication helps like immensely. And go from there.
We also have mentioned therapy.
I mean, that's the big thing.
And my whole thing, because I've preached about therapy probably on the podcast a good number of times. I've had more bad experiences with therapy than good. But the good experience is what helped a lot. The way therapy, like if you're going into therapy and you're like, oh, how are they going to help me fix my problems? Don't go into therapy expecting your problems to be solved or expecting you to come out like a new person. Like for some people it works, but for others, like for me, I used therapy as a way to vent. I used it as a way to kind of like, cause I don't talk to like too many people on a day-to-day basis. You can use a therapist to, kind of get all of your ideas out there and they can help you kind of organize those thought processes.
And like, just like,
they're not there. Like, don't think it's like, oh, they don't really care about it. It's like, who cares? Like, a therapist, for someone to help you organize your thoughts and to listen to you, you don't have to think that they're your friend. Like, some people have really good relationships with their therapist. Other people keep their relationship very like clinical. It all depends on you. Like therapy isn't this one set thing. You go in there and it kind of takes form to what you need and want out of it.
And also I think people go into it thinking it'll like instantly fix you. It's like a long process. And usually you need to pair medication with it to make it work better.
So that's why you need to probably like also see a psychiatrist.
Yeah. Some therapists can prescribe medication too. I'm a big proponent for therapy and medication. Yeah, if you have a certain type of like license.
Well, if you're also like a psychiatrist, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Like straight up therapists.
Like usually. Counselors usually can't, but they can recommend you, like a doctor's thing. But basically it's like, and then I knew like what path I needed to get on to make it better. And you just accept, like part of getting better with it is accepting that you have something and it's never going to fully go away. And then over time, you just become okay with that. And you know, they're like, okay, well, it's never going to go away, but I can manage it and live the best life I possibly can with it. Same with people that have depression and stuff. It's like, depression is like it's a scientific thing in your brain, which is way easily, I think more easily treatable than OCD. Cause OCD is just so weird and complicated in your brain. But like depression is, I feel like if you have depression,
you heard it here first, folks. if you have depression, you're a pussy. That, deal with it.
It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it is what I'm saying. If you have depression, you're a pussy, okay? That's what I meant.
I think, though, it's if you got depression, go get it treated, y'all. I know it's scary, but, like, you'll thank yourself. Go get some help. Go get some meds. It'll make your brain much happier. And you'll look back and be like, wow, I didn't even, like, realize, like, the state I was in. And now, looking back, it's like I wish I had done this sooner.
Just realize there's the difference between curable and treatment. Like, that's kind of for something that helps me. Because in all my... In all my head, I'm like, oh, I just want to be cured. I want to be cured of whatever ailment you have, type of thing. But if you realize that you need to accept the fact that it's going to be a part of your day to day, but it can also be treated so you can live day to day better and more in a more healthy way, both physically and mentally.
Because now, I mean, we live in an era now where like there's so much like. There's so much help and like treatment out there.
Some of my friends have the online thing.
Where yeah, online therapy. Yeah,
it's like a video call thing with someone.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's kind of like not Skype. Skype kind of went downhill, didn't they?
Skype went.
Discord. Discord's the new king, right?
Discord came in and shot their wad. It was a little milkier than Skype. Skype was like, ooh, yikes.
Yeah, so I was talking to my therapist over Facebook Messenger video chat, and I just think that's interesting that that's the world we live in.
It's cool, though. It's really cool that, like, help is, like, that easily obtainable, you know?
Go and look for a Craigslist therapist where they're not licensed or anything.
Nah, just come on my house.
I'll talk to you.
I'll talk to you about
your problems.
I'll
cook you up some steaks.
We can talk about shit, you know? Just go in his living room. It's like, so, what's wrong? You got... Just gives the worst.
where it's like, no, for example, like, it's just kind of like you walk in. It's like, hey, I have OCD. Well, sometimes just close your eyes, take three easy breaths, and realize things aren't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
And then it's that easy.
Just think about it. So, you know, you have these repetitive thoughts, but have you tried just not thinking that thought over and over again? Just think about it once.
Which I'm trying to remember, like, I learned about this thing once where it's, like, all anxiety has, like, one of four causes. And it was, like, wanting the sense of control, like, wanting to be in control of things. Fear of not being, like,
snakes.
Accepted.
Fear of snakes.
Fear of snakes is one of the four. And then fear, oh, God, I'm trying to remember. It was so true, though. It was, like, literally any problem in your life you can ever think of or any anxiety you've had, one of these four things is the cause of it, and you can trace it down to that, like map it out, and then from there map it out and get to like the base of it, and then work through how to like kind of work through it in your brain and like avoid that kind of like
definitely you know, if that advice helps, that's great, but also maybe try it with a therapist in terms of mapping stuff
out. Oh yeah, we're not therapists, guys, so everything we say right now, take it with a grain of salt. This is just us.
All I can say is we have our own issues.
Our own experiences and what's worked for us. But everyone's different. Everyone's situation's different. So it's like
Do you think you could find a therapist that like dresses up? So like, I'm like, I want a therapist, but I can only have a therapist that speaks in...
Pirate?
Yeah, that like where we go out onto like a yacht that's kind of like a pirate ship looking thing.
I feel like if you're rich enough, yes. Like,
I'm sure therapists will do any, like, come on.
Some therapists like, will do stuff like that, I'm sure, yeah.
There's got to be a therapist for everyone.
Yeah, of course there's a therapist for everyone. I don't know, like...
Think there's
like,
a therapist for Kim Jong-un?
Absolutely. I'm sure he doesn't go to it. Or...
How dude, crazy is it, dude?
Kim Jong-un's therapist is just like, yeah, no, none of your problems are... Of course, you know, you're right about everything.
See that video of, like... Trump walking across the border and then Kim Jong-un walking across the border with Trump.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I watched that. I was baffled. I was like, wow, holy shit.
What a world we live in.
What a goofy fucking world. And that's that. I don't, reality's just crazy. Shit really be wild sometimes.
That's why I live in the computer realm, where I can fight dragons and protect the villagers mm-hmm. from whatever dangers mm-hmm. are thrust upon them.
Yes, yes, I agree.
You know, I can climb to the peak of the tallest mountains. I can mine my way through the deepest of caverns.
And they tell me, get a life? Guess what? I've already lived 20, 30.
Thousands.
You remember that video?
Yeah, it was great.
That video essay
it's
that guy
so
made.
Good. It's
I
so
don't
good.
Need to get a job. I already am a blacksmith, a miner. It's like all this, like, dude.
An archer, a scientist.
It's like, yeah.
A man with a cup for a head.
A man who sits in his room and doesn't actually face any reality.
A plumber in a side-scrolling world.
I wish he just inserted that.
See, the earth is flat.
See? Oh, my phone vibrated. Who could it be?
Who is it?
It's just a news notification about tennis. I don't care. How do I turn those off? I don't give a shit about tennis, dude.
How about Tennessee?
Tennessee?
Yeah.
It's a good fucking state. We went there on a tour. It was very fun.
What do we do? Nashville.
Nashville, dude. Nashville's a fucking kick-ass city.
Oh, yeah. We had some good food.
That chicken was...
We weren't in Nashville long enough.
I know.
Oh, that was the tour where we didn't have, like, a good break time, right?
I don't think we really had a good break time on any of the tours.
Yeah, true.
Nashville, we got to spend the day off in Nashville that one day. That was nice.
There's friends sometimes that are like... Hey, do you think you can take some time off while you're here on the tour? I'm like, no.
Same, yeah. People are like, oh, you're in town. Like, can we like meet up and hang out? I'm like,
do you need, like,
absolutely not. I have
there's
no time.
Way.
It's like, you, the second you get in town,
you're
you
not
for the
free
show.
Right after the show.
No,
because before the show you're busy. Then after the show you have to help pack up, and then you have to drive to your next destination or just try to go get food. Or it's just like the most that I've ever done is like when our friends came to visit. Or our friends came to see the live shows like in our hometowns. Of course, then like we'll just be outside of the venue chilling with them and shit. But other than that, it's like I'm just like no. My mom,
I had
mom
no
was
time.
Like, can you come out to dinner afterwards? I'm like,
no,
at dinner
no
at 10 p.m.
Stupid bitch.
I gotta
no.
go.
God,
I love mom, but I still went to drink some water with my mom.
That's nice, man.
At I forget the Flying Saucer.
Hey, you
want to
go out and get a water?
Okay.
You want to go out and get some water tonight? Yeah, dude.
I just did drunk drawn.
What if that's a thing like bros just did? Like, dude, let's go out and get a water tonight. You down for a water?
You
go
know
out
what?
To a bar and just get a water.
Anyone feeling a water tonight?
I'm
ain't nothing
water,
wrong.
With, I could kill for a water right now.
There ain't nothing wrong with getting water at a bar.
Let's go get a little water, you know?
Just be that friend.
No, it's nothing wrong with getting water. I'm not saying anything. I just think it's funny. I think it's like a funny concept. Like two guys going out specifically to get water. Just go get some water, man. Fucking just hit up the fucking the local pub. I'm gonna drink so much water tonight, dude. I'd feel great if I did that, honestly.
Speaking of it.
Wait, do I have water too? Guys, take a water break right now. Go drink water. As soon as you're done listening to this, go drink a big ass glass of water. And if you got water on your desk right now, in your hand, in your backpack, whatever, drink it. Because it'll make you better. Guys, this podcast is all about that self-help. Get some therapy. Drink some water.
I think Dan just kind of for 21 straight minutes he was doing his vocal warm-ups and it kind of set this podcast to an off-kilter presentation.
Thank you, Dan.
It's all Dan's fault.
Yeah.
I just have to have someone else to blame because I'm a perfect entertainer. I don't have down days, I only have up days.
I don't either. Same. Mm. Every day.
You know, there's never a time I come in to record. There's never a time I come in to record. And after just 10 minutes in my head, I'm like, fuck, I really can't pull one through today. I'm just like, my brain's not firing all cylinders. I'm tired, didn't get good sleep the night before. No matter what, I'm always in entertainment mode. I can entertain anyone. Invite me to your birthday party. And
you want to do my next birthday party?
Yeah.
You entertain?
Mm-hmm.
You do like a clown thing? What do you do?
I do some magic tricks.
Dude, I wish you did magic
like
tricks.
Like sleight of hand?
Parties. Like, I could see you being really good at sleight of hand. I don't know why. Like, I can just like see that for you. Like, when I think about you as a person,
How many times have you seen me fumble and drop shit, though?
Like, a lot, but I feel
is
like...
Is this your... Oh, shit.
No, but I feel like at the same time, you could also have this, like, hidden ability. Like, you could just show up one day and just, like, yo, check this flourish out. And just, like, be so good at sleight of hand card tricks.
I put my hands into a hat, and I bring it up, and I bring up two rabbit ears. And I look down surprised. Oops!
There's a dead rat. Oh, fuck.
I just tore its ears
oh,
off.
Oh, shit! It's like screaming. Uh-oh.
It's like screaming and running around
the room.
It's
all part of the trick. Anyway, guys, if you want to book Ryan for your birthday party, just hit us up. And I guess we'll see you guys next week for episode 150.
We have to do something for that one.
We do. We have to do something special. The petroleum story.
What's that?
I don't remember.
The one that people were like, wait, that wasn't real?
Of course there's no fucking petroleum story. God!
Petroleum jelly in my mom. And then people were like, ooh, this is going to be a good one.
I was just busting my balls. I'm like, Ryan, tell the story about...
Okay, Matt, actually, you know what? I know what we can do. And since, you know, people, they hated that the story was fake. So I'm going to choose a story that we can't let down, like let people down on. Like it's going to be 100% real. For episode 150, get ready, because Matt and I are going to tell a story about our encounter with gray aliens and Bigfoot. Oh, and North Korea. It's going to be great.
I don't know if I'm ready for that. But
it's a good one.
We will. All right. We'll see you guys in episode 150. Love you. Goodbye. Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.